Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Extremely obese people with COVID-19 are nearly 20 times more likely to require admission to intensive care in Ireland than cases with no underlying condition. That's according to the analysis of official figures by scientists at UCD, and it's all part of rising evidence showing a link between obesity and serious COVID-19 illness. So the question is, how should the HSE respond to all of this? And to discuss it further, I'm joined on the line by Professor Francis Finucane, who's consultant endocrinologist at Galway University Hospital and NUIG. Professor Finucane, good morning to you. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you.
Can you tell me, first of all, what you've seen in terms of this link between obesity, extreme obesity, and COVID?
Yeah, so right from the start of the COVID crisis, there have been descriptions from hospitals and intensive care units around the world describing the apparent increased risk of patients with severe and complicated obesity being hospitalized, requiring ICU admission, or indeed dying from COVID-19. And that's been replicated now with larger studies around the world. Initially, it was apparent just in those who were worse affected by obesity with a body mass index in the very high range, say above 40 kilograms per meter squared. But what's become apparent in subsequent months is that even individuals who have a slightly higher body mass index than ideal appear to be at higher risk of hospitalization, higher risk of requiring more intensive care, and then also a higher risk of mortality.
And do you know why that is?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and that's the challenge that we now face, because what one would be forgiven for jumping to the conclusion that the risk that obesity poses is from a mechanical point of view, that it might be that it's harder for the lungs to move in individuals with, say, excess body fat accumulation. But that isn't what we're seeing in reality. And when you examine the reasons why people with a higher body mass index become particularly unwell from COVID-19, it's apparent that it's more of an inflammatory problem and a metabolic problem rather than a mechanical problem. Now, this has implications in terms of how we try to reduce the risk for individuals and for the population. And that's why it's important to try to understand the link between excess body weight and COVID-19 severity.
Is there any evidence of a link to insulin resistance then and diabetes?
Yeah, so again, those who are trying to work out the mechanistic basis for that association, I think are unanimously agreed that insulin resistance is probably the key driver of the relationship between excess body weight and COVID-19 severity. And we know that because it's mechanistically plausible. In other words, some of the things that insulin resistance does to you could plausibly increase your risk of more viruses getting into lung cells, say, for example. Also, that's what's borne out in the observations that patients with diabetes or older patients or patients from non-white ethnic backgrounds who we know are more insulin resistant, these are all patients who tend to do less well with COVID-19. And it's also worth mentioning that the relationship between body mass index and insulin resistance isn't a straightforward one. And so it's very difficult to gauge someone's risk from COVID-19 just by looking at them or indeed just by weighing them. And I think we need to take a more nuanced approach to trying to risk stratify individuals coming through the door.
So is it fair to say that this is an incomplete picture then?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is a brand new problem in epidemiological terms, and we're scrambling to provide the best care possible. I think everybody's doing, you know, a good job in that regard in terms of mobilizing the resources that we need to provide care to these patients. I think the next phase, and this is something that's coming through from the HSE, is a focus on trying to better characterize and understand, you know, weight and height and body mass index in patients who are coming through hospitals and being diagnosed in the community.
But if you are in the overweight or obese category, you should be paying heed to the overall finding here.
Well, that's right. I don't think there's any question that certainly the patients I see in clinic and patient representative groups will tell you that they're extremely concerned about the risk that COVID-19 poses. And I think we need to see patients who are affected by overweight and obesity as and people affected by overweight and obesity as a vulnerable group in terms of COVID-19. And I think what that reflects, Claire, and what the implications of that are, what we need to do is provide better care for individuals who are worse affected by overweight and obesity, and then we need to maybe redouble our efforts at a population level to try to reduce the risks that obesity and overweight poses to population health.
Mm-hmm. And how would that take, like, how would that be addressed through a public health campaign? You know, is the time right now to start saying to people who will fall into these categories, you need to be aware of this, you need to do something about it?
Well, again, I think many of the patients that I would see will be asking, well, please provide me with the care that I need in order to help me to modify my diet and in order to help me to get my weight down so that my risk is reduced from COVID-19. I mean, these are patients who are already engaged with hospital-based services in Galway and in Dublin who aren't getting the care that they need. And I'm afraid to say that this just crystallizes the problem of inadequate care for those patients in society who are worse affected by this problem. And it also crystallizes the problem of inadequate public health measures to address the obesity crisis. And as Steve O'Reilly from Cambridge described it recently, this is a collision of two pandemics. And we've got to redouble our efforts to make the environment healthier. And that means, you know, restricting advertising of junk food to children, like the public health experts have been saying for years. We need to consider broader fiscal policies to reduce the consumption of unhealthy food. It's unpopular, but we've got to do these things. We know that they work. We've got to broaden it not just to sugary sweetened beverages, but also things like chocolate, ultra-processed foods, which are also unhealthy for the environment. And then we need to focus on things like healthier environments for things like cycling infrastructure so that we can encourage people to be more physically active at the population level. These are all solutions to problems that have existed for many years now, Claire. They're just being, as I say, crystallized and magnified by the scale of the COVID crisis, which is being made worse by the overweight and obesity problems we all face.
Professor Francis Finucane, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Coming up, we're going to be talking about growing fears around our two biggest regional airports in Cork and in Shannon.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.